the dumbest song that was ever recorded on earth and ever written.
Who wrote it?
I don't know, and if I find him, I break his leg.
Not one of your favorites, huh?
No, it isn't. No, Shimmy Shimmy was a farce. I mean, it was a hit. Obviously, we can't deny that, but it was a song that was really never meant to be recorded, but we were told that we had to record that because the president of the company who at that time was the late George Golden believed in the song. He felt it was going to do something, and that was really not, you would consider a little Anthony tune, but they just felt that it would work, and it did. But for years, we didn't do the song. As a matter of fact, it was a hit. I think we did it maybe a year, and after that, never did it again until I and the group came to an end in 75, around 1980. I started doing it again because the requests were getting more and more, so I started playing with it, and it ended up being one of the most popular songs in the show. On the Agenda, we had Just All Kinds of People in the World and another song, but the other song didn't turn out too good. So they told us to come in, and the same day we were singing, they said, come in and sing, you know, and do that song. So we ran back in the studio in the room, same day we were recording, and we had to think of something. So we took we stole the background to Earth Angel, you know, the Penguins. Yeah. We had to have something real quick. So we just said, so that's how that came about. That was one of the greatest songs ever. Obviously, you can hear that song anywhere. Muzak, Middle of the Night. Easy listening, you know, it's become a standard. I tell people that long after I'm gone off of this earth, people are still going to be singing that song. That was a great song. We heard it when Teddy Randazzo, who wrote it, played it for us on a piano. We knew it was something special. Take Me Back is very gentle. Michael McDonald's favorite song, The Doobie Brothers. He always, every time I see him, he says, oh, come on, man, sing that song. It was, I was told, the song that inspired him to really, you know, really get serious about his show business thing. Hurt So Bad is one of those kind of songs that it's not a standard. It won't set down like a gourd out of my head. But I'll tell you this. I bet you every 5 or 6 years someone will come out with Hurt So Bad. It's amazing. It's the type of tune that has an emotional attachment to the lyric that somehow singers like to get their teeth into. So you hear Linda Ronstadt did it, and before that, I don't know how many people did it. Diane Carroll. And every so now it'll pop up and does well.